Hi everybody, an FPL family voice note for you with me, Sam, on double game week 22. Now this is a double game week that we weren't expecting, and it's a double game week that we haven't yet had confirmed. A bit like Manchester City and Spurs in game week 20, this is dependent on what happens in the FA Cup. So should Manchester United and Leeds both get a result in their fourth round fixtures, they will play each other in what would have been the fourth round replay midweek. Now, of course, if either of those two sides draw their FA Cup fixture, then that will mean that this game does not go ahead. So they need to either win the game or lose the game. A draw is not good enough to see this fixture played out in that midweek. What does this mean for us as FPL managers? Well, it kind of puts us back in the same position that we were in going into the last double game week, right? We're going to have to wait through the FA Cup weekend next weekend, make sure that both of those sides get a result in some form or another, be that a win or a lose, and then we'll be able to act more clearly in terms of investment. But at the same time, we are only talking about, you know, the game week after this one that we have coming up. So we have game week 21, which kicks off tomorrow, and then of course game week 22 in a couple of weeks time because of the FA Cup in the middle. So we do have to think a little bit more carefully heading into this weekend, maybe, because there will be some managers that kind of look at this weekend and go, all right, well, you know, Manchester United, they play Arsenal this weekend, so I don't really want to invest, but I do want to use my transfer elsewhere. That will mean they only have one going into game week 22. Now, maybe you don't have enough Manchester United assets. Maybe you're not yet invested in Marcus Rashford or Luke Shaw, and you want to have them for that double, because that's a really nice double, by the way, for them if it happens. Crystal Palace, who they're going to want revenge again, aren't they, for what happened in the last game. And also, obviously, Leeds, should that happen. So nice double game week for those guys. Actually, it's a nice one for Leeds as well on paper. It's Manchester United, obviously, and then Nottingham Forest. So if you do want to invest in those two sides, you need to kind of be thinking really carefully about what you're doing, particularly as Manchester United obviously could double in 22, and then Manchester City will double in game week 23. And there'll be a lot of managers out there sitting with KDB, obviously, who was a little bit of a disappointment. Well, actually, a lot of a disappointment in double game week 20. Didn't come on at all in the second game against Spurs, having missed training in the middle of the week for personal reasons. So we will, you know, we'll have people that are holding KDB, maybe that look at this fixture against Wolves in game week 21 and think, well, I want him for that, but then maybe I want a hokey-cokey around Bruno, want to bring in Bruno for game week 22, want to bring KDB back in for game week 23. And these are all very viable strategies, but they're strategies that you need to have a plan for, because obviously that's going to take two transfers to make happen. And if you maybe want to take a punt on, you know, one of the Leeds players, that the attacking players at Leeds looking in good form as well. So, you know, maybe you want to go back to Rodrigo like we were doing earlier on this season. There's a lot of potential there in Leeds and in Manchester United for this double game week. So for me, it means just making sure that you have a plan in place, even though it might not happen. Having a plan, a basic plan in place that says, right, this is what I think I want to have by game week 21. And then this is what I want to have by game week 22 when we potentially have this double. Because the reality is, even if we don't get a double game week for Manchester United in game week 22, the game against Crystal Palace at home this time is probably still a game week where you would want to be invested. Maybe you don't want to take KDB out for that one if it's a single, because obviously, you know, he doubles the game week after. But I think there's definitely still scope there. What it does mean for me is there's an opportunity now, as somebody who didn't play my triple captainship in game week 20. And there were a number of reasons why I didn't, but primarily it was the form of Manchester City and Erling Haaland. I did not think that it was the right moment to play the chip. Now, I know that for managers that did play it, likely you did get a goal out of Haaland, but I don't think you'll be happy with just one goal out of a double game week play. You know, to get, what did he get, eight points, it's not the haul that FPL managers would have been hoping for across those two games. So I think, you know, if you played the chip, then I could understand it, absolutely. I did really think about it, but the form of Haaland put me off. The form of Manchester United, however, does not put me off. Even the fact that they didn't beat Crystal Palace, you know, they very, very nearly did beat Crystal Palace. It was, were it not for a worldy goal by Elise, they would have absolutely won that game. would have all been sat here talking about, okay, Rashford blank, but Bruno Fernandes, Luke Shaw in the defence with clean sheets. You know, they've been really, really good since coming back from the World Cup, and actually just before the World Cup in reality. But this period since the World Cup, especially since Ronaldo left, Manchester United have looked highly investable from a FPL perspective, and most managers are going to have Luke Shaw and Marcus Rashford heading into that week. So I'm kind of looking at that thinking, well, how will I differentiate it? And I think the answer is, I'll play my triple captain chip. I don't think I want to play it on Haaland in 23, because that was my original thought. If I didn't play it in game week 20, would I play it in 23? The game against Arsenal was difficult to call. The game against Aston Villa, in reality, Haaland should score plenty in that game. But could we start to see some rotation at that point? You know, we're going to have the Champions League creeping back in, and Pep's already made comments about how important that is to him this season. Plus, that game against Arsenal is so important in terms of their season and the way that the title race might pan out, that I think we potentially could see some big rotation with Pep in that Aston Villa game. Now, of course, they're going to have to win the game, but he's got the squad to make that happen. He has got to get them playing better than they are currently, though. That 15 minutes at the beginning of the second half against Spurs, he needs them playing with that intensity and that level of creativity and attacking threat throughout the entire game if they want to win the league this year, because Arsenal looking well on their way to doing that. So I'm looking at Manchester City and thinking, well, I'm not sure about playing my triple captain chip there. Obviously, we're going to have plenty more double game weeks to come. We're going to have plenty of other rearranged fixtures. But it's kind of the unknown about where these games are going to go and whether we're going to see another double game week, which on paper is as nice as Crystal Palace and Leeds, for a team like Manchester United who are in such great form, and for a player like Marcus Rashford, who's also in fantastic form. Yes, I know you were going to say, but he blanked in game week 20. Well, yes, he did in the game against Crystal Palace, but he did not blank in the game against Manchester City. You know, he did get a goal in that game. And so for me, he is looking like the player that I would like to triple captain. I kind of did think about it in game week 20, putting it on him. And I sat on our live streams and said, if I was going to play my triple captain chip in game week 20, I'd likely deploy it on Marcus Rashford. I think that's the way I'm leaning at the moment. I think if Manchester United do double in game week 22, close eyes on the fourth round of the FA Cup, I suspect that I will hit that triple captain chip and hand it to Marcus Rashford rather than Erling Haaland. Seems a bit strange, doesn't it, this season, not to play the triple captain chip on Haaland. But with the way that Rashford and Manchester United are playing, the hunt for the title for me, for them, is still on. And I think that they might be the players to target over the coming week. So triple captain Rashford, if Manchester United play twice in game week 22, I think so. Bye, guys.